This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, November 14th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Federal tumult opens water vulnerabilities. Gray defends shutdown vote and Delta lawmakers target tunnel. Part 4. Takeaways from the PPIC Water Conference. California water wonks warned yesterday federal staffing losses and funding cuts are creating new vulnerabilities across the state's water system. The discussion anchored the Public Policy Institute of California's annual water conference, held as a Category 4 atmospheric river-soaked Sacramento. For Ag, Canon Michael, president and CEO of Bowles Farming Company, said the early belief that the Trump administration would deliver a magical faucet of water has dwindled to the reality that agencies are now struggling to function after losing critical staff. He pointed to the Bureau of Reclamation's accounting division, which had people just leave en masse in an uncoordinated way that has slowed day-to-day operations. For irrigators, Northern California Water Association President David Guy agreed that workforce reductions have compounded what is already a typically difficult federal transition between administrations and parties. The challenge, he said, is to be better at prioritizing. The enviros, well, conservation projects have felt the strain as well, said Katrin Chappelle, Associate Director of the California Water Program at the Nature Conservancy and former PPIC researcher. She cited data gaps and reduced staff and funding for federal lands. DWR, the Department of Water Resources, is building backup forecasting tools and field redundancies to protect operations, according to Allison Collins. She manages science and engineering for the State Water Project at the department. Despite the uncertainty, the panelists stressed the need to collaborate across agencies and industries as the state prepares for a new governor. Gray defends vote to back GOP deal to end the shutdown. Representative Adam Gray of Merced broke ranks with his party to vote in favor of the GOP funding bill that ended the 43-day federal government shutdown this week. In an op-ed for the Turlock Journal, Gray argued the shutdown was inflicting real harm on his Citrus Valley district, including some 47,000 residents awaiting delayed SNAP benefits. According to Gray, no parent should have to choose between feeding their children and keeping the lights on because someone in Washington thinks chaos is a negotiating tactic. Gray acknowledged the agreement was not a perfect deal, but one born of compromise. He defended his vote by saying protecting families from hunger today does not prevent us from lowering health care costs tomorrow. His decision reflected the pressure constituents put on lawmakers in competitive districts, particularly on Gray and the five other House Democrats in vulnerable districts who voted with Republicans. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Delta lawmakers again call for rejecting tunnel. As Governor Gavin Newsom's Delta Tunnel proposal slowly advances, the legislature's Delta Caucus leaders are once again seeking to block the project. The lawmakers are pressing California's Delta Protection Commission to appeal the tunnel's recent certification of consistency, calling the $20 billion project costly and destructive. Senator Jerry McNeary of Pleasanton and Assemblymember Lori Wilson of Susan City said yesterday that the commission has a legal mandate to protect the Delta. McNary and Wilson argue the project would, quote, devastate communities, farms, the environment, and historic and cultural resources, and said the certification fails to fully assess alternatives like levee fortification, water recycling, groundwater storage, dredging, and efficiency improvements. Remember, the caucus had also urged the Delta Stewardship Council to reject the certification and twice stymied Newsom's attempts to fast-track the project through budget bills. Arizona officials ask Interior to include Upper Colorado River states in cuts under new framework. Arizona's governor and top state legislative leaders want the Interior Department to include states from the Upper Colorado River Basin in future water cutbacks as the agency works to craft post-2026 guidelines for managing the river. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs, Arizona State Senate President Warren Peterson, and Arizona House Speaker Steve Montagaro have all written to Interior Secretary Doug Burgum asking that he use his authorities, quote, to ensure that whatever alternative is considered by the department include conservation requirements for the upper basin. The upper basin states are Colorado, Wyoming, New Mexico, and Utah. Now take note, all seven Colorado River states have missed their deadline for coming up with a new proposal. The lower basin states, Arizona, California, and Nevada, have argued that the four upper basin states need to agree to further cuts. The upper basin states disagree, saying they're already using a limited amount of water and less than what they are obligated under the Colorado River Compact. Here's today's final word. Human beings aren't toilet seats. That Cannon Michael, president and CEO of Bowles Farming Company, during a panel discussion yesterday at the PPIC Water Conference. Michael pushed back on claims of wasteful government spending, whether it is decrying $500 toilet seats or government workers. He lamented, quote, the loss of a lot of really good people in a lot of our federal agencies, and warned the hatchet approach is complicating contracts and that the ramifications could last years as young professionals weigh career options. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, November 14th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.